Hey folks, this is Jesse Cope back with another episode of the American Soul Podcast. Hope y'all are doing well wherever y'all are, whatever part of the day you're in. Sure to appreciate you joining me and giving me part of that day. Hope y'all get something out of it. Hopefully it gives you something to look forward to. At least as far as education and maybe helping our country just a little bit. Maybe it gives you something to listen to with somebody else, with a friend, and builds a little bit of community. I hope so. Either way, I'm glad you're here. I'm grateful for those of y'all that continue to share the podcast, tell others about it, help it to grow. Thank you so much. Not a lot on the homestead, I don't think, that we haven't already talked about. Got some sunshine, so hopefully the ground is going to dry up enough that we can get back out into the garden. Also have some shredding that needs to get done, and some fence work. It's never ending. Those of y'all that own a house or land, you know it never stops. There's always one more thing being added to the list of things to do. And thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for the ability to still do it. Father, thank you for today. Speaking of, thank you for you, Father, and your Son, Jesus Christ, and your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the people that listen to the podcast, for the people that share it, be with them and their families. Guide them, bless them. Surround us with your angels, Father. Protect us from evil of any kind. Help us to help those that have less than we do. Help us to help our nation, Lord, turn back to you. Guide our steps. Be with our leaders, our educators, our military, our law enforcement, our firefighters. Lord, just help us to turn back to you, please. Thank you for the time that you're giving us. And guide my words here, Father. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Sometimes prayer becomes overwhelming, doesn't it? The needs, both for yourself as an individual and for those you care about in your country. You could easily spend hours and hours each day. Last section of this Forefathers Monument that we've been talking about up in Plymouth, Massachusetts. The four statues underneath faith are morality, law, education, and liberty. We have liberty left to talk about. But before we do that, there were two quotes that I wanted to read about education that I didn't get to yesterday. And I'm going to see if I can find them quickly. I know that's... Y'all are laughing, those of y'all that have been around the podcast for a while, me finding something quickly. But I did have it somewhat marked. Of course, it's not anymore. I was almost there. Looking for a quote. There we go. Harvard. Harvard, Harvard, Harvard. So we've talked about this a number of times. If you don't know, if you haven't listened to the podcast before, 106 of the first 108 schools in America were founded on the Christian faith, different denominations, but Christ, teachings of Christ, gospel of Christ, right? Harvard was founded in Cambridge and the first college in America, established 16 years after the landing of the Pilgrims. The founders of Harvard declared that all knowledge without Christ was vain. Right? And then there's another quote. Where did it go? Ah, one of the original rules out of Harvard. Let every student be plainly instructed and earnestly pressed to consider well the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus Christ, which is eternal life, and therefore to lay Christ in the bottom as the only foundation of all sound knowledge and learning. Right? And so that's how we started. And I'm going to read one more from Noah Webster, because Noah Webster is considered, if you don't know, the schoolmaster of the nation. He did so much for education. His quote that I wanted to read is, "Education is useless without the Bible." And so when you think about education today, and then we'll move on to liberty, I promise, realize that. It reminds me of a quote by Teddy Roosevelt talking about the importance of marriage, I believe. And he was saying, look, yeah, are there some really rich, really wealthy individuals that can get divorced and it doesn't do any damage? Yes. I need to go find this quote because I'm not sure he was talking on marriage. But basically he was saying, just because you have a few exceptions to the rule that do something, that doesn't mean it's good for the nation as a whole. And so if we just had some private schools that taught a different faith or taught atheism, you know, as a central part of their education, it wouldn't be that big of a deal because the vast majority, the overwhelming majority of our schools, if we were running them correctly, would still be biblically based. But when the majority of kids are raised across our nation are educated without the Bible at the center of that education, it's useless. And I would argue, I would add to Webster here, I know that sounds a little arrogant, but it's worse than useless. It's dangerous. It's dangerous because we become an immoral people without the Bible. And we become more easily distracted and controlled. All right, so liberty. Let me see. Here we go. So liberty, the whole point, you start with faith, right? You go through morality, law, education, and you get to liberty. And so the statue, liberty, is a man seated and has a sword in his hand in order to protect liberty, in order to protect the family, right? And there's a couple of reliefs around him somewhere. I can't tell you, honestly. I don't have a picture right now in front of me. But one is tyranny and the other is peace, right? And liberty's job is, of course, to defend against tyranny and to preserve peace. You go back to Reagan's quote from the 80s, strength or peace through strength, right? And so, and you've heard the modern version, a lot of people, they have different versions of it, but basically the way to stop evil men is with good men, right? I think Jordan Peterson talks about this pretty extensively. You have monsters out there. And the only way to stop monsters is to have good men who are equally, if not better, trained in violence, war, those arts. And a lot of people get pretty uncomfortable with that today, folks, but it's so true. The only way to really defeat evil men is to have good men that are just as skilled in violence. And whether you like that or not, it's still the truth. Feminism has done a pretty good job of trying to delude that and pretending that that's not true, that men and women are interchangeable and that we don't need men for that task. But that doesn't make it true. It's still folly. And so the whole point, right, of all of this is liberty. And you go back to the Bible, and we've read this New Testament quote pretty frequently over the years, but where do you get liberty from, right? And there's a number of places. You talk about Galatians 5:1, it was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to the yoke of slavery. When we turn away from God and we turn back to the world, we're giving ourselves back to slavery, basically to tyranny. But the verse that I was really looking for is out of 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. We can't have liberty without God and Jesus Christ. It doesn't work. And we can see that today. The farther we get from God, the more we're losing our liberties. You just look at life as the very first inalienable right. And we have taken that right away from over 60 million of our fellow citizens who were completely helpless over the last 50 years. And that's just one example. I would argue it's the biggest. But the farther we get away from God and the truth, the more we get toward tyranny and slavery, and the farther we get away from liberty. There's a few quotes. I'm going to pull a couple of these out of the Founders Bible. Reverend Charles Clay, "The sacred cause of liberty is the cause of God." Thomas Jefferson's quote that I love so much, "God who gave us life, gave us liberty. Can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed a conviction that these liberties are the gift of God? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice cannot sleep forever." You can't have life and liberty without God, especially when we pretend that the liberty that we enjoy is from God. This is Jefferson, folks, that the left loves to put up as this anti-Christian deist at best. And he's telling us these liberties are the gift of God, and we ought to be afraid. You know, just real quickly on Jefferson, I've said this before on the podcast, but it's been a while, folks. But it's really important that you don't get wrapped up in trying to make people perfect, in trying to find someone that every single thing they say is absolutely 100% right all the time. This podcast, for example, there's some stuff that I'm going to say on here that I'm sure that some of y'all don't agree with, that you think is untrue. And that's fine. That's why it's so important to read the Bible, is then because that gives you discernment and you can tell the difference between the truth and a lie. Right? But when you look back at these founders, when I read these quotes, don't try and make these people perfect. They weren't. They couldn't be. The only person that has ever been perfect, will ever be perfect, is Jesus Christ. That's why it's so important to read the Bible. He's the only man that was ever perfect. But my point, my pastor's comment when he was a professor in college for decades, and as the trends became more and more apparent, even a few decades ago, when I asked this question, you know, I said, how do you deal with people that you know are leaning away from truth, toward the left, toward communism, socialism, these evils that you see? And And his comment was, well, I take the good and I leave the bad. And one of the things that he meant in that statement is that you can find wisdom in the strangest places, folks. The point isn't to try and find somebody that's perfect. The point is to be discerning enough yourself so you can tell when somebody makes a comment, okay, this is true, this is good, this is useful. And they make a different comment and say, okay, no, that's not true, that's not useful. And so you reject the stuff that's not true and you accept the things that are. And so Jefferson, you look at him. I know there's some of y'all out there that are listening to podcasts that are just, man, you're just waiting to throw these quotes online about, well, he also said this, right? Okay, granted. So you take the good quotes. This is a great one. The true quote. And you reject and refute the bad ones. And you move on with life. You don't try and make people perfect, folks. You try and be discerning. And as another little side note, you try and elect the best ones you can. You're never going to elect a perfect one. You're not going to find Jesus Christ isn't here today floating around somewhere where you can vote for him. That would be great. And there's not a bunch of little Jesus Christ running around. But you just find the people that do the best they can to follow the truth, follow those precepts. David Ramsey, who is an American revolutionary historian, there can be no political happiness without liberty. There can be no liberty without morality. And there can be no morality without religion, Christianity. So if you want liberty, you've got to have morality. Well, how do you get morality? Well, if you want morality, you've got to have Christianity. And that's a great thing, the quote that drives so many people that are supportive of communism and leftism and atheism absolutely bonkers, is it doesn't matter what your ethnicity or race or gender or class, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, when you are, anybody that does something truly good in a moment in time, in that moment, is following the principles of Christ. Even if they're basically an evil person, if they slipped up and managed to do something truly good, in that moment, they would be following the principles of Christ. By the same token, any person that's ever existed, if they ever did something truly wrong, truly sinful, evil, they were going against the principles of Christ in that moment. Even if they were basically a good person, in that moment, they were doing something wrong. And that's always going to be true. Doesn't matter whether you're Buddhist or Hindu or Muslim or atheist or Mother Nature is communist, socialist, leftist, Nazi, fascist, patriot, conservative. Those two statements are always true. And that really drives some people just absolutely crazy. I don't think I'm going to get to all these quotes, and maybe we'll come back and try and get to some of them. But I wanted to read another quote that was very similar. This is from Benjamin Rush out of his essays again. The only foundation for a useful education in a republic is to be laid in religion. He's talking about Christianity, folks. Don't doubt that at all. Without this, there can be no virtue. And without virtue, there can be no liberty. And liberty is the object and life of all republican governments. And so that kind of ties everything together, folks. You go back to this monument, this forefathers monument in Plymouth, Massachusetts. I always struggle with that. My wife, she would be laughing at me right now if she was here. And you go from faith up at the top, right, which is the source of all of this, our relationship with God, and you go down to morality, law, and education. And then they all kind of tie together in liberty, right? And as Benjamin Rush says here, that's the whole point. The whole point of republican governments is liberty. You notice he didn't say freedom, folks. And I haven't really talked about that a lot on the podcast. Maybe it's something we ought to dig into a little bit more at some point. But liberty is just a little bit different than freedom, right? Freedom, for a lot of people, means I can do whatever I want, whenever I want, with whoever I want, however I want, right? I'm totally free. Liberty reins that in a little bit, and it's the freedom to live how we want to live So long as we're not harming those around us, so long as we're living correctly. You know, and so your real world practical application real quick, right? Like if you want to be a farmer, that's great. You want to be a rancher, you want to be a teacher, you want to be a plumber, an electrician, you want to be somebody in the military, right? That's an example of liberty. You can choose any of those that you want to. You ought to be able to, as long as you're not hurting those around you. So the whole point, the subtitle here in this little section in the Founder's Bible is called A Matrix for Liberty. This is the path, folks. This is the plan to have liberty. And this is how we have to get there. It has to be through God and Jesus Christ. And we have to get the Bible, God and Jesus Christ, back at the center of our society. God bless y'all, your families, your marriages. God bless America. We'll talk to y'all again real soon, folks. Looking forward to it.